Now we're talking this week with the candidates for state attorney general about their campaigns and some of the big issues facing the Justice Department here in Wisconsin. Yesterday, we talked to Democratic incumbent Josh Call. Now we'll hear from Eric Toney, Fond du Lac County District Attorney and a Republican running for state attorney general. District Attorney Toney, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
You've been Fond du Lac County DA for about a decade now. For those not from your area, can you connect the dots? How would your time in your current office shape your role if you're elected as attorney general?
Well, my dad spent over 30 years as a police officer. I spent about 2.5 years in private practice before being elected district attorney, doing criminal defense, mental health, and juvenile law. And in a decade as the district attorney of Fond du Lac County, you name it, I've personally prosecuted the cases in court using just about every resource our Department of Justice has to offer, fighting for public safety and justice on behalf of victims to keep our community safe. And that's what we need to get back to doing at our Department of Justice, to make sure we're supporting our law enforcement, our prosecutors, and making sure our Department of Justice is running as efficiently as possible to end the historic violence and drug epidemic that we're seeing here in Wisconsin, coupling that with enforcing the rule of law, that we don't pick and choose when to do that. Those are priorities that we need to have in making public safety the number one priority at our Department of Justice, and giving our Attorney General's office the original prosecution authority in Milwaukee County to augment and help take on cases that the Milwaukee DA's office might be unable or unwilling to prosecute, because that Milwaukee crime ends up spreading and bleeding across Wisconsin. And if we can protect Milwaukee, we can protect all of Wisconsin, because it's sad and tragic that Milwaukee is on pace for its third straight murder record and is likely to cross 200 murders for the first time in the city's history, not to mention the fentanyl that is killing kids and methamphetamine that is destroying families at historic record pace.
What specific measures would you take when it came to gun violence in particular, a big part of those homicide numbers you're talking about?
What we have to do is enforce the laws that we have on the books, but also add mandatory minimums for violent criminals that are using guns, felon in possession of firearms, to make sure they know there are serious consequences to these types of crimes. You know, I was in Milwaukee on Juneteenth this year talking to folks in the street about what their number one concern was, and it was people using guns where parents don't feel safe in their homes, they don't feel safe in their vehicles, and they won't let children go to parks because they're afraid of stray bullets. We've had about over 20 kids murdered in Milwaukee this year. It's like a slow moving mass shooting moving through Milwaukee, and we need to protect people in Milwaukee, because I refuse to accept this violence as the new normal.
The current Attorney General, Josh Call, has filed a lawsuit to block the state's 1849 law banning almost all abortions. That, of course, came into effect with the Dobbs ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. He cites 1985 legislation that gives less stringent restrictions on abortion. What are your thoughts on the reasoning in that suit?
Well, the job of the Attorney General is to enforce the rule of law, and I trust our district attorneys and prosecutors across Wisconsin to use their discretion and take things on a case-by-case basis. And I've always said, if the legislature passes any additional exceptions, I will defend them as Attorney General. But it seems pretty clear our Attorney General knows he's wrong on the law, because if you think you're right on the law, you ask the court for an injunction, a restraining order, something to enjoin or stop the enforcement of a law. And that wasn't done in this case, because it seems evident that he knows he's wrong on the law. And we have technically competing statutes all throughout our criminal code with the different types of batteries that we have, financial crimes, a multitude of different homicides, where a prosecutor has the ability to pick which charge they may or may not file with all kinds of different criminal laws. But the job of the Attorney General is to enforce the rule of law, not pick and choose when to do that. And the Attorney General got asked that question in the debate we did last week, and how he said he had to enforce the law related to somebody with sexual assault convictions in the employment side of things, and now he wants to pick and choose when to enforce the rule of law. We leave the lawmaking with the legislature, not activist judges, not activist attorney generals, but with the legislature.
With the 1849 law, what do you envision as the right way for the Attorney General to assist in investigations and prosecutions related to that abortion law?
It's no different than anything else. We take things on a case-by-case basis, And I'm not aware of a single prosecution that's been commenced or investigation here in Wisconsin since the change in the law. So it's not something I think most law enforcement or prosecutors across the state have dealt with. And it will likely continue to be that, where we're focused on the major public safety issues that we have in Wisconsin and driving down the historic amount of violence and drugs. And the Attorney General in Chapter 165 is obligated to give guidance to district attorneys across Wisconsin. We don't pick and choose when we decide to give guidance, and we need an attorney general that's committed to enforcing the rule of law, not just when they agree. And if you look at my record as a district attorney of Fond du Lac County, it's just that, enforcing the rule of law, not just when it's popular with my own party, where we took a position on certain COVID-related things during the first 13 days with an even-handed approach of enforcing the rule of law, not just when we agreed with it. And that's exactly what we need at our Department of Justice, an attorney general that will enforce the rule of law, not picking and choosing when to do so.
Talking to Eric Toney, Republican candidate for Attorney General of Wisconsin, currently Fond du Lac County District Attorney. One of the jobs of the Attorney General is to decide when to participate in federal lawsuits. We often see attorneys general around the country lining up on one side or another. What would you weigh in deciding whether to bring Wisconsin on to one side or another of a federal case?
Well, it's important for attorneys general in the United States to look at, is there federal or state overreach in protecting our constitutional rights and liberties, and make sure that if that is broken, that it has a direct impact on people here in Wisconsin. But my number one focus is public safety, which unfortunately has not been our attorney general's number one focus. He made a campaign promise to fix our crime labs, and he broke his number one campaign promise, where our crime labs are less efficient, taking longer to test many categories of items, including that crucial DNA evidence, and he's testing thousands of less items. PolitiFact reported that Attorney General Brad Schimmel, our previous attorney general, averaged turnaround time for DNA analysis about 50 days. Under our current attorney general, that time is more than doubled. It's exploded to 115 days and testing thousands of less items. We need an attorney general that's going to focus on public safety, because our crime labs have the more resources they did under our prior attorney general. And there's no excuse for the mismanagement by our attorney general of our crime labs and the Division of Criminal Investigation. The director of that agency, Tina Virgil, in March said that only 88 out of 113 of those law enforcement positions were filled at the DCI agency, reducing resources to law enforcement and prosecutors. And now we've seen a direct consequence of that mismanagement, where there is a over 1,000 case backlog of child sex predator cases, which we call internet crimes against children. And these are cases where somebody is potentially sexually assaulting a child, soliciting a child for sex, downloading, manufacturing, distributing, created child pornography. We need an attorney general that's going to make public safety the number one priority. And I will never allow those law enforcement positions to go unfilled the way our attorney general has. That doesn't even take into account the over 30% vacancy rate as of March, according to a Wisconsin State Journal story from the frontline criminal litigation prosecutors at our Department of Justice, that during historic violence in a drug epidemic, our attorney general has reduced resources by not even trying to fill these positions. And I will not allow that to happen on my watch as attorney general.
Getting back to my question about federal lawsuits, one prominent national lawsuit was filed by the attorney general in Texas, saying, in effect, zeroing out Wisconsin's presidential vote outcome. Attorney General Call didn't join in that lawsuit on the side of the plaintiff. Would you have, do you think he should have?
I would not join in it as attorney general. I've been the most vocal statewide Republican candidate saying that we cannot and should not decertify the election, and that there's been no widespread voter fraud that would have overturned the results. I am prosecuting voter fraud cases in Wisconsin to protect the integrity of our election process. And our attorney general right now, back in 2016, he was representing Hillary Clinton in court during the presidential recount here in Wisconsin. And he argued in court that humans could better tell the intent of voters arguing for a hand recount. That's not how he talks now, as he also was advocating for a special prosecutor, special counsel to investigate the 2016 presidential election. And he appears to be like a plastic bag blowing in the wind, depending on what direction the liberal politics go. We need an attorney general that's going to be consistent in enforcing the rule of law. And that's what my record is as the district attorney of Fond du Lac County, where I have bipartisan support, Republicans, independents, sheriffs and DAs across Wisconsin that know we need a prosecutor and not a politician leading our Department of Justice. 83% of our sheriffs have endorsed me. I have about as many Democrat law enforcement endorsements as our attorney general has total. And over 100 of our sheriffs, police chiefs, and DAs have endorsed me. The unanimous endorsement from the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police, the Wisconsin Troopers Association, and police chief law enforcement associations from across Wisconsin, because our law enforcement trusts me to lead our Department of Justice and have seen the public safety failures of our attorney general, and they do not trust him to be our top cop leading our Department of Justice.
District Attorney Tony, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Eric Tony, Republican running for state attorney general, currently the Fond du Lac County District Attorney. Yesterday, we heard from Democratic incumbent Josh Call.